Haydn's Armida Overture here on Kansas Public Radio with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. It's going to be a warm one today. We're already at 73 degrees in Lawrence. I hope you're all doing well. It's also Thursday. You know what that means. Tomorrow's Friday. Indeed. I've got some Schubert coming up in about 8 or 9 minutes. I thought it'd be kind of a fun experiment to put back to back for you two Armida overtures. Armida, not a boat, but a character from music that both Haydn and Rossini wrote to. So this is Rossini's Armida overture, and I want you to notice the difference in style from Haydn's. I think it'll be a fun lesson. It's with Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Rossini's Armida Overture, here on KPR. Rossini's Armida Overture here on KPR, listening to that right after Haydn's Armida. Sir Neville Mariner with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. So what did you notice? Definitely a little more dramatic and full, I would say, as many, many years spanned between those two composers. A fun little side-by-side for our Thursday. Next hour is going to be very, very interesting. I cannot wait. I'll be joined by Elizabeth Sahlane of Bach Aria Solos, and we have some poetry for you. Very exciting. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page and the University of Kansas. Devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. All right. I thought a little Schubert symphony might be nice this morning, and we've got Sir Neville Mariner again with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I said Schubert, not Sherbert, even though today is a perfect day for ice cream and cool treats. So let's enjoy it right now. Symphony number 7 on KPR. Now there is a dramatic Schubert symphony I haven't heard in a while here on KPR. I love that one. Symphony number 7, Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Next hour, a fun hour for you. Some poetry, some great music. I've also got to tell you about tomorrow morning. Our spring membership drive starts with a power breakfast. Did you know that you can double the value of your pledge tomorrow? 50 becomes 100, 200 becomes 400. That's right. It's just tomorrow morning before this show, before Classics by Request, actually, because it's Friday. So help us out. We would love to hear from you. And thanks for supporting Kansas Public Radio.
The show Love Story, John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette, has gotten a whole new generation obsessed with that couple, especially with Bessette's effortless 90s style.
Having the irreverence, the authenticity, and the sort of free will to pick a shirt up off the floor and look like $1 million.
Our main character of the week on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR beginning at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a 3-course Easter dinner. Sunday, April 5th at 11 a.m. to 5, reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's going to be a warm one out there today into the 90s. NPR News up next and more music here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.